President Trump has frozen the processing of immigration requests for all Afghans pending a review of security and vetting procedures. The crackdown started the week of Thanksgiving. That's when an Afghan immigrant allegedly shot two National Guard members in Washington, D.C., killing one of them. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports that many legal Afghan immigrants are increasingly worried about their status in this country.
On December 2nd, at their home in Hicksville, New York, Milad Niazi woke up his wife, Sophia, to tell her that ICE had arrived. Sophia Niazi thought he was joking, but there were three ICE agents there to arrest Milad. When asked, they declined to produce a warrant.
And then they said that, ma'am, we have to take him into custody. We have to detain him regarding the shooting of last week with the Afghan parolee that shot the two National Guards. And then I said that, that has nothing to do with him.
Sophia herself is a native-born U.S. citizen, but Milad is an Afghan immigrant on humanitarian parole since 2021 in the process of applying for a green card, which offers permanent U.S. residency. The agents refused to look at Milad's documentation. They refused to let Sophia come with them. They even balked at letting her and Milad's three-year-old daughter kiss Milad goodbye, though they finally allowed it.
My husband's eyes were red. We were all emotional, and then they covered his head, and they arrested him.
In a statement to NPR, Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin called Milad Niazi, quote, a criminal illegal alien arrested twice for domestic violence. His wife says the arrests were the result of a misunderstanding and that all charges were dropped. An exhaustive search of multiple databases turned up no other criminal records, and Milad has not been charged in relation to the Washington, D.C. shooting, nor is there any evidence he had any involvement in this case. There are roughly 250,000 Afghans in the United States, according to the Migration Policy Institute, though it's unclear how many are still waiting for permanent status. Houston immigration attorney Ali Zakaria says many of them are scared.
Afghan clients are asking what will happen to us, and at this stage, we just don't have any answers because we don't know how far the government will go based on its announcements.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn defended the Trump administration's crackdown following the alleged shooting of two National Guard members by Rahmanullah Lakhanwal, an Afghan immigrant who had worked with the CIA.
This is just one example of the abuse of something called parole, which is supposed to be done case by case.
Cornyn blamed what he considers a deficient vetting process. Sources consulted by NPR, however, say Lakhanwal underwent multiple background checks, first when he went to work for the CIA, then before he came to the U.S., then when he applied for asylum. Annie Forsheimer, who previously served as deputy chief of mission at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, says it's a mistake to blame the screening process.
This was something people took really seriously. So vetting itself can't fix everything. What you really need are support services for people who are here. That is something that apparently was lacking in this case.
According to the ICE detainee locator website, Milad Niazi has been moved to the Otero County Processing Center in Chaparral, New Mexico. Sophia Niazi says she feels no one is helping them.
I'm scared if he gets shipped to Afghanistan, once the Taliban gets him, God knows what happens, because once they find out, they're going to kill him. And I don't want that happening.
Sophia Niazi says she's still seeking an attorney to take Milad's case pro bono. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.